How's everybody doing today? Yeah, that's what I like to hear, man. This is incredible. How beautiful it is. Give yourself a hand, man. Give God a hand. This is absolutely unbelievable that we are all in this place today. That this place is honestly packed out. Like it's just incredible. God is so good, and what He's doing through this is going to be unstoppable. I mean, God is, I've said this over and over again, God is on the move, and what He's doing is just far beyond what we could do as individuals and as people, and it's that unity that brings us together, and I'm so excited about this. I hope you're equally as excited, I mean, it's just beautiful to see all these people here, so thank you all for being here. My name is Andy Driscoll. I'm the lead pastor here at Life Point Church, and we'll say the new and improved Life Point Church. So today, man, is incredible. I can't say that enough, and you'll probably hear me keep rambling on about that because I'm really, really jazzed and excited about what God's doing. And so thank you all again for being here. Today, we're just going to jump right in, actually. For those who have never heard me speak, or I guess seen me speak, I do sit down. Like, this is like my comfort spot right here. So we just kind of hang out. I might get up every once in a while, but very rarely. So I hope that's cool with you all, because that's just kind of how I roll. But today we're just going to jump right in. And what I want to do is I want to spend this week and next week talking about how we are truly better together. I think everything that we've talked about as we've looked at merging these two incredible churches together, we fit so perfectly together, and how we are truly better as one than we are separate. And I believe that that's biblical. I think that's what God is leading us to do, and I think that's exactly what we see in Scripture. So for the next 2 weeks, that's what I want to talk about, how this newly formed, beautiful congregation will be so much better for this community than we were apart. We're going to talk about what it means to be the church. We're going to talk about what the mission of the church, not just Life Point Church, but the global church really is. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to kind of dig in and explore that through Scripture and what we see specifically in the book of Acts when we look at the first church. And I really believe this is so important today in 2017. I think we have created a church that is all about us. Church that's all about me and what I want, as opposed to the mission, what God wants, what God actually created it to be. And that's what we're going to focus on. That's what we're going to talk about for the next 2 weeks. Not this us church, but what is it that God wants with His church? Why did He create His church? Why does it exist? And what do we as a body have to do and need to do to fulfill that mission? And that's what we're going to talk about. So again, whenever I think about what the church should be, what it should look like, man, we always have to go back to the book of Acts. Look at the very beginning of church as we know it. And as we read in Acts, we get to see exactly what they were all about. I mean, Scripture spells this out for us in Acts chapter 2, starting in verse 44. Let me check it out. It says that all the believers were together, and they had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And I think this is what's so incredible. Let's check this part out. It says, and the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. Daily, He was adding to their numbers. Not people that were transferring from one place to another, but people that were being saved. People that were coming to know Christ. Radical life change. Daily. Man, I don't know about you all, but that's what I want. That's what I want to see. That's what the world wants to see in a church, is a place that people come and they interact and they encounter a very real God and their lives are radically changed. But see, today we have small churches, medium-sized churches, large churches, mega churches, right? We have all these churches, yet I feel like we have such a small impact on the world, much smaller than what we see here in the book of Acts, right? I feel like that's the case, and that's so baffling to me. So it leads me to think, like, what's the difference? What's the difference? Why did they have such a huge impact? Yet today, we see just a lot of going through the motions. And I think the difference is the church in Acts was truly unified. They were together. They were doing life together. They were unified as the body of Christ. They were not divided. And then when I look at the state of the church today, I see a lot of division. I see a lot of people at odds with each other. I see a lot of competition as opposed to unity. Unity in the body of Christ. The early church in Acts, man, it was the picture-perfect version of unity. I mean, it's what we just read. They met together, right? They had each other's back. They were generous. They sold off possessions to help those people that were in need, right? They met daily in the temple courts, studying scripture that was important to them. They were in relationship with each other. They were truly unified. They were together. And because they were so unified, it didn't matter what people came up against them. I mean, if they were criticized, it wouldn't stop them, right? If they were persecuted or threatened, it only made them more passionate and stronger, more focused on the mission. Even when people killed them for their beliefs, the others that remained would stay focused and committed to the calling, to the mission. That's what the church is. That's the unity that we need. That no matter what you do, we're going to continue forward, charging the gates of hell, because there are people in this world, in our cities, in our communities, in our workplace, at our schools that don't know Christ. And we have to stay focused on that mission. So with that said, I want to look quickly at two very simple but very powerful truths about the church. As we're looking at the church, talking about the church, I want to look at what God wants for the church and his plan, and what our spiritual enemy, Satan, wants for the church. And it's very simple. If you're taking notes, I want you to jot this down, that God wants us united. I mean, that's pretty simple. It's pretty straightforward as it gets. God wants us united as a body, right? The body of Christ, the church, the global church, not just LifePoint here and the people in this room, but the church as a whole, the capital C church. He wants us unified, united. But see, Satan, our enemy, he wants us divided. Because he knows that when there's division in the body of Christ, we will not be near as effective as we could be. We will not be on mission if we're not united. God wants us divided, united. Satan wants us divided. I say it's very simple and I'm stumbling through it, right? God wants us unified. Because when we're unified in Christ, there's no stopping. There's no stopping what God can do. There's no stopping it. We've got to remain unified. No discourse, right? No arguing and bickering over little things that don't matter. We stay unified to the mission that Christ has called us to. So let me ask you this. Do you think that Christians today, Christians around the world, or Christians here in our city, do you think that we are united, or do you think we're divided? Right? I mean, I think that's a question that we have to look at. Are we truly united as a body of Christ, or are we divided? Unfortunately, if someone were to ask me that very question, I would have to be incredibly honest and say, I believe that we're divided. I don't think that there's unity in the full body of Christ like God intended. I think there's division that sinks in there. I think that's why when people that don't know Christ are looking in at the church, not just, again, not the local church, but the global church at large, they're looking at the church and they talk about how people are hypocrites or how people are judgmental and they're this and they're that. It's because we're not united. If we can't even get along with each other, how are we going to reach other people? Why are they going to want what we have if we're not in agreement and we're not united and we're not loving each other? You see, when I look at the church sometimes, I see people that are arguing over things that don't matter, right? I see people that are bad-mouthing each other, gossiping behind each other's backs, right? I see those type of things. I see people that are judging other people when someone's in their lowest of low and they're in a tough spot, or maybe they're struggling with a sin and they're wrestling with that and they're not on track, I see, unfortunately, sometimes people that will judge them, talk bad about them, as opposed to bringing them in and loving them and loving them through that and pointing them back to Christ and say, hey, come on, I got your back. We got to make some changes, but hey, I'm with you. So you've got to be unified. And that's lacking. There's division. And when there's division, there's absolutely no way that we will be able to fulfill the mission that God has called us to. If we're divided, we can't do it. Sure, we might have pockets of success here and there, but until we are unified as the body of Christ, we're not going to be effective. I mean, just break it down here in Louisville. I mean, think about how many churches are in our city. I mean, think about that. There are a ton of churches in Louisville alone. I mean, I live about 25, 30 minutes away from here. And when I think about how many churches I passed on the way here, it's mind-blowing. I mean, I've not done the hardcore research, but I would say in a five-mile radius around my house, at least there's 20 to 25 churches. And that's probably lowballing the number big time. But there's so many churches. And yet there's people all around me that don't know Christ. There's people all over our city that don't know Christ, that have never experienced the love and grace and mercy of God, that have never encountered the truth. They've never looked in and seen a group of people that love them and love them to Christ, that are living it out. They may not have ever seen that, being Jesus in their community. They've not seen that. They've not seen a unified body of Christ at times. Maybe some have, but some haven't. And plenty don't know Christ. And man, that's a shame. What do you think about all the churches in Louisville, and yet that still exists? That shows that we have a unity problem. Shows that we're divided. That we've lost sight of mission. We've lost sight of the calling that we've been called to. And it's because we're divided. We're not united. We've got to make a change. I mean, just think of all that could be accomplished in Louisville if all the churches came together and began to live out the gospel message. Began to love like Jesus loved. Well, I mean, what would our city look like? It would be incredible. I mean, it would be radical change. It definitely wouldn't look like it looks like right now. But again, unfortunately, we have that problem, that unity problem. We've created this thing where it's all about me, meeting my needs, as opposed to we, together, unified, on mission together. It's more me Christianity than a we. And that's not what we see in Scripture. That's not what we see in the New Testament. Right? In the New Testament, we see in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, where it talks about we are the body of Christ. And all of us have an important, critical role in living out the mission. Some people are they use the analogy of the body, of a physical body, right? Some people are the hands. Some people are the feet, the knees, you know, the ears, the eyes. We all have a part, and every single one is equally important in fulfilling the mission that we are called to. Every single person here today in this room is critical in fulfilling the mission of this church, of LifePoint Church, moving forward. Every single person is needed and important. No one person more important than the other. But see, take it a step further than that. Every single person in here and every person that claims the name of Christ is equally important to the global church and the mission. And if we started acting like that and live it like that and being on mission like that, man, we would be unstoppable. We would be truly unstoppable. It's necessary. It's needed. We have to be united for the purpose of spreading the gospel, for loving people to Christ, for people to know and experience that radical life change. And it's worth it. And we have to step up and do that. We have to be unified. But again, it can be overwhelming. It can be incredibly overwhelming when you look at this. I'm kind of this perfectionist, and I like to think like 10 steps down the road, and like, I got to do this, I got to do that, I got to do this, I got to do that. And then it becomes just sometimes crippling to think about how much work exists to unify the body of Christ. But I tell you, we're 100% guaranteed to fail if we never take the first steps, right? If we never take step one. If we don't take step one, we're not going anywhere. We've got to take those first steps. And to be honest, that's one of the reasons why I'm so excited about what's taking place here today between these two churches coming together, because I truly believe this is the first steps to unity. This is the first steps to continue to reach this area. We're showing that we are united, that we are about reaching people, not about certain agendas, but about God's agenda and God's vision of the church and what he's called us to do. And coming together, man, it's incredible. We should all feel just thankful and privileged that God is allowing us to play a small part in this and what he's doing. Because that's what it's about. We've started to take those baby steps forward. And we have to continue to move forward in that, to be unified as a local body, and then continue to be unified as the full global body of Christ. And we got to take it one step at a time, right? One step at a time. So today represents, I think, that first huge step in this unity. I want to share with you three things that we as LifePoint Church will be and will do as we move forward with this mission. In order to be unified, there's three things that I believe that we see in Scripture that we have to be about, that we have to do. And the first thing that we see is that we will be all things to all people. We will be all things to all people as LifePoint Church. In order to be unified, we need to do that. We need to partner together to be all things to all people. As a church and as an individual, one of the ways that I live my life is that I want to err on the side of being aggressive to reach people for Christ than cautious. Because people's souls are at stake. And I don't want to be too cautious with that. I want to be aggressive with that. And in order to do that, sometimes we have to be all things to all people. I heard a pastor once say that they would do anything short of sin to reach people that didn't know Christ. Anything short of sin, right? To reach people for Christ. Because if we're not reaching people for Christ, what are we doing? What are we doing? We have to take those steps. I would rather be aggressive in that area than too passive, right? Than too cautious. And I know that can be scary. It can be scary for some people. It was scary for me as I kind of grew up in a very cautious movement, and to think that. But people's souls are at stake. We don't have time to be cautious. We got to reach people with the gospel, and we need to be all things to all people. You see, the church doesn't exist for us so that we could have a nice little safe place to come and huddle and keep our spirituality in this nice little clean box. It doesn't exist for that. It exists for people outside of these walls that need to hear the gospel. See, we may come here together and hear the truth, and we're going to rally together, and we're going to do all those things for sure. We're going to study Scripture together. We're going to build each other up, but we're going to build each other up so that we can go outside of these walls and reach as many people as possible with the good news of Christ. Because there's people outside these walls that are hurting, that are lost, that are depressed, that are addicted, they're disconnected, living lives that are just rough, tough, no good. And they need Christ. And they're beautiful people. They just need Christ. They need his grace, his love, his mercy. They need to be set free in him. And we have that message that we have to deliver to them. That's our calling. That's our mission, to introduce them to a loving Savior who shed his blood for them so that they could be forgiven, so they could be made whole and made right with God once again. They need to hear that truth. We have to be all things to all people. This is also very biblical, right? Hopefully. It's biblical, right? 1 Corinthians chapter 9, we start reading in verse 19, says this, Paul says, though I am free and belong to no one, I have made myself a slave to everyone to win as many as possible. To the Jews, I become like a Jew to win the Jews. To those under the law, I become like one under the law, though I myself am not under the law, so as to win those under the law. To those not having the law, I become like one having the law, though I am not free from God's law, but am under Christ's law, so as to win those not having the law. To the weak, I become weak to win the weak. I have become all things to all people, so that by all possible means, I might save some. I'll do all this for the sake of the gospel, that I may share in his blessings. Man, we're called to be all things to all people, because people's souls are at stake. And we will be all things to all people. And I've seen a lot of examples of this. A lot of different ministries, a lot of unique ministries that are out there. Some that I would say, you know what, are towing the edge a little bit. But if it reaches somebody and brings somebody to Christ, so be it. Because we have to be all things to all people. Do everything short of sin to reach people so they may be saved, so they can be introduced to a loving God and receive that. And how this plays out here at Life Point Church is unity, right? It's partnership. See, all of us have different people in our lives. We're all called to reach, and we're going to reach different people. But one thing that we have to do is we have to partner together to ensure that anybody that walks in these doors are loved and welcomed. And I've not talked from anybody that's in this room that I've spoken with. Don't care what church they were at last week, but everyone I've talked to in this room has said they're about that. And I've seen people demonstrate that, and that's super exciting to me. I mean, I'm jazzed about that, because everyone is all about creating a space where people are loved and welcomed, regardless of who they are. We need to be able to invite those people in our lives that don't know Christ, that are hurting, that are a mess, into this building, to this space, into this community, and then receive the love of Christ. Hear it, but also experience it. No matter who they are and what they're about, that's what we're called to be. We're called to be all things to all people, that everyone is loved and welcomed and encounter a loving God. Hear the story of Jesus. Hear how they can be set free. That's what we're about. Will be all things to all people so that we can win as many people as possible with the good news of Christ. The second thing that I want to share with you is that we will accomplish more together than apart. By us, our very being in this room together, we are stating that we will accomplish more together than apart. And we will. We will do more together than apart. We will do more for the kingdom of God, because we're called to partner together. And the beautiful thing is it doesn't stop with this. See, we're going to partner with other people outside of these walls. It's one of the beautiful things that I love about what's going on in this space, is that we're partnering with people outside of these walls. We're not divided. We're unified to reach as many people with the good news of Christ as possible. We'll accomplish more together than apart. Acts chapter 4, starting in verse 34, says that there were no needy persons among them. For from time to time, those who owned land or houses sold them, brought the money from the sale and put it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to anyone who needed it. Unity, right? having each other's back, doing more together as a body than apart to meet those needs. But I also want us to look at this passage from a church perspective, right? I mean, think about it if there were no needy churches, right? Again, that if we weren't in competition with each other, but that we partnered together as the full body of Christ to reach more people, more and more and more people. We could do more together than apart. We've got it. We've got to take those steps. If we want to reach this city, if we want to reach Kentucky, if we want to reach the U.S., if we want to reach the world, we have to take those steps. I mean, what if instead of pastors or churches or denominations all arguing about whose eschatology was more biblically accurate, what if we just came together, found where we're united, and it being the united of the gospel message, the true gospel message, and then we partnered together? What would that be? I mean, what would that look like? It would be incredible. And this is something that's been on my heart for the past couple years. Is how can we partner outside of these walls to reach as many people as possible? And I feel like God has just been kind of leading step by step to show a way for that and to introduce me to people that are doing that. And for him to unleash that. That's not me. That's not anybody in this room. That's God. And that's ordained by him to reach as many people as possible because we're better together. And we can do more together than apart. The third thing that LifePoint Church will do is, man, we will make a difference. When we're unified, I promise you, we're going to make a difference. And it's not because of who we are, but it's because of whose we are. It's because we belong to Christ. And because we're unified and we're on mission, and if we do those things and we're focusing on his kingdom and his mission, then he's going to unleash incredible things because of his power at work through us, not because of us, not because of anything that we do or could ever do, but because of who he is and his work through us, and to be for his glory only, not for our glory, but for his glory. This is exactly what Paul was talking about in Ephesians chapter 3, verses 20 and 21 when he says this. He says, "Now to him who's able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations forever and ever. Amen." It's for his glory. It's through his power. It's through him that we will make a difference when we're unified. We will reach more people. We will do more. I mean, I believe God's vision for this church is that we will continue to make a difference in the lives of every single person that walks through these doors. And my hope and my desire is that God will use you partnering together to make a difference in the people's lives around you, outside of these walls. That you're on mission 24/7, not just on Sunday mornings or not on whatever night or evening that you come and do a Bible study or whatever it may be, but every single day of your life that you're on mission, unified as the body of Christ. And when we do that, through us, God will make a difference. I mean, it's humbling to think that God uses flawed people like us to do his work. It's so humbling. We should never take that for granted. That he chose you to live out his mission, his calling, to be the church. Man, it's such an incredible thing for us to do. That we would live it out, that we would be the church. That people would look in, whether they agree with us or not, but they would look on at what happens and takes place at LifePoint Church and what takes place in your life individually as a Christ follower. They would look on and say, man, the way they love is incredible. The way they act is inspiring. Man, the way they serve, how generous they are. That's how the world should see us. because that's what we should be living out every single day of our lives, every moment of our lives. When we're united, living out the mission of the church, we will make a difference. Not in our power and not for our glory, but through his power and for his glory. So with all that being said, what about you? What about you? Will you be on mission? Will you be on that mission? Will you be willing to be all things to all people? Will you agree to partner in this mission to accomplish more together than apart? Will you embrace that? Will you embrace that for the kingdom? For the lives that currently don't know Christ, for those souls, will you do that? And will you agree as the church to be on that mission and allow God to make a difference? Are you in? Will you be a part of that? Will you give your life for that mission? Whatever it takes, we've got to be unified. And again, I'm so encouraged by what's taking place and what has taken place over these past months of seeing these two beautiful groups of people come together. It's amazing. It's beautiful. It's inspiring. And it's not anything of us, but it's God at work. And it's for his kingdom and for his glory. And I hope and pray that every single person here today is on that mission, willing to sell out to that mission. Not what we say the church is, but what God claims is his church and his word. And I hope you're in on that. Let's be the church. Let's be unified. And allow God to unleash all the incredible things that he's going to do. Not get in his way. And just move forward for his kingdom's sake. Let's pray. God, again, we thank you, God, so much for who you are, God. We thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace, Lord. We thank you for the fact that you sent your son to die for us, defeating death, hell, and the grave, raising again, Lord, so we can be made whole, that we have your truth, that we can see what we should be doing, God. We can see what your mission is as Christ followers, Lord, what we need to do. And God, and I pray that each and every person in here today will sell out to your mission. Will truly be the church. Not just go to the church or be a part of a church, but truly be the church every moment of their life. As we continue in prayer this morning, maybe you're here today and you've never come into a connected relationship with God. You've never stepped over that line of faith. Maybe you've been coming to church for a while, or you're wrestling with some things with God, but you've never stepped over that line of faith, accepting him as your Lord and Savior, believing in him, confessing your sin, acknowledging that he's the Son of God, and giving your life to him, confessing and believing. If you've never done that, if that's you this morning and God's leading you to that, man, don't hesitate on that. Don't push him away. Just do business with him. And confess and believe. Give him your whole heart today. I promise you it'll be the greatest decision you'll ever make in your life. It says when we come into his family, when we confess and believe that he is who he said he is, that he's the Son of God, that he died and rose for you, that you are a new creation. Old things have passed away and all things are new. And if that's you today, may call out to him. Doesn't matter what you did last night. Doesn't matter what you've done in your life. His blood is sufficient for the forgiveness of all sin. You confess and you believe today. Maybe you're here this morning and you're a Christ follower and you've been a Christ follower for some time or maybe fairly new. But either way, you realize that you've been a part of some division in the church. You've not really been unified like you should be. I know I've been there. I've struggled with that throughout my life as a Christ follower. Man, we're flawed people. It's easy to fall into those things. But when we're connected to Christ, we embrace that unity. The more we draw to Him, the more unified we're going to be. Maybe for you today is that you need to confess that division and where you've been and embrace the unity that God has called us to. Man, I don't want the enemy to have any stronghold on us, on me, on our church. We don't want that. He wants us divided because He knows that when we're divided, we're not going to make an impact in this city. We're not going to make an impact here in West Butchville. We're not going to if we're divided. But God wants us united, and that's what I want for this church because that's what God wants. So let's be united. Let's partner together to reach as many people as possible with the good news of Christ. As Mike plays, do business with God. Whatever He's leading, even if it has nothing to do with anything that I've said, that's great. I love it because God is so good. Whatever it is that He's speaking to you and leading to you, you just do business with Him during this time. If there's things you need to confess, confess it. If there's division that you've had in your life, man, confess that and go make it right. And begin to seek God that we would be unified as a body. God, again, we thank You for Your love, Your truth, Your mercy. God, may You unite us as a body of Christ, as LifePoint Church, Lord, that we would be united, partners together to reach as many people as possible. God, to be on mission, Your mission, no one else's. May this church always be about reaching people for the good news. Good news that You died and rose again for them. God, may that be our sole purpose, to build Your kingdom. Give us the boldness and the courage to be all things to all people, to embrace that unity, to do more together, and to make the difference through You, God. May You receive every bit of the glory. And it's Your name we pray. Amen.